that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden warning the Supreme Court granting broad immunity from prosecution for acts taken while president will make an unchecked Donald Trump more emboldened to do whatever he wants, he says, if he wins the White House again. Donald Trump's lawyers sending a letter to the judge who oversaw his New York porn star hush money trial, asking that his conviction in that trial be tossed because of the Supreme Court's ruling on Monday. Hurricane Beryl, now Category 5 storm in the Caribbean. Reports of widespread destruction on the islands of Grenada and St. Vincent. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z looking ahead.
This could be very bad for Jamaica by tomorrow. They'll be on the right side of it likely, and the closer it is, the worse for Jamaica. Some of the latest computer models start turning it further north, and that would make late weekend into early next week a problem for the coast of Texas.
A mass evacuation has been ordered in the city of Khan Yunis, leading many to believe that an Israeli assault on Gaza's second largest city is imminent. This is ABC News. At least 27 people have been killed in a stampede at a religious event in India. Officials fear that number could climb. More than 150 people have been hospitalized. Caught and convicted in California, three people taking part in a so-called burglary tourism. ABC's Alex Stone explains.
In many burglary tourism cases, the suspects are unknown and they vanish. But in Carlsbad, California, police got to a home in time to stop three suspects in the act. The three in the U.S. on a travel waiver program, and prosecutors say part of a burglary ring, the suspects from Chile and Italy. They were wanted in Colorado and Illinois and suspected in over 100 burglaries. The three pleading guilty now in San Diego County and have been given up to 6 years in prison. Alex Stone, ABC News.
There may be a breakthrough for amputees. Researchers at MIT are working on a bionic leg that can pick up signals from a person's brain. They say the prosthetic could allow people to walk more naturally. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A plea hearing is set for the 18th for the mother of missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu. Katrina Bauer and her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, are facing child neglect charges unrelated to Elijah's disappearance in February. Vang is due back in court in September. The Republican National Convention starts in less than 2 weeks. Milwaukee is busy getting ready for 15,000 delegates and other guests. Allison Prangy leads the host committee. She spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front.
We want to wow them. I think a lot of people coming to this convention have never been maybe to Wisconsin, maybe the Midwest. They don't really know that much about our state.
But not everybody's busy. The Pabst Theater Group tells the Recombobulation Area website that most of its venues have no events booked for the RNC. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. A new device has been installed in Lake Altoona with the hopes that it will prevent the buildup of blue-green algae in the water. According to a WEIU report, the lake has dealt with algae buildups every summer that force officials to close the beach if toxin levels reach above a certain point. The new device was installed at the edge of the dock earlier this summer and gets rid of muck and weeds with a spinning motor. The Lake Altoona District Board will be installing multiple devices around the lake throughout the summer. A years-long plan finally saw a dedication ceremony in Thorpe over the weekend. According to a WEIU report, the new Veterans Remembrance Park has been part of a five-year plan to remember veterans who fought for the country with tablets and legacy stones, with some honoring veterans going all the way back to the Civil War. The dedication ceremony for the park and its memorials was held in front of a large crowd on Saturday. The park was built by the American Legion with support from the community. I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Brewers bow to the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Colorado Rockies have the worst record in the National League, but last night they beat the Brewers 8-7 in 10 innings. Things got weird in the fifth. Game tied 3-3. Joey Ortiz lays down a bunt and is safe at first, but called out for running outside the base path on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Bunt attempt by Ortiz. Tough play. Gomber missed him. They're going to say that Joey Ortiz is out of the running lane, and he's going to be out, and now Pat Murphy is going to come and argue this play.
Pat Murphy on getting ejected, even though the replay showed it was a bad call at first.
The first base umpire said that he went more than 3 feet away from the player. In my judgment, I felt like he didn't go more than 3 feet away. If there's any uncertainty, go ahead and ask home plate umpire. He took offense to that.
After a tough loss to the Rockies, what's next? Joey Ortiz.
Go win some ball games. There's not much to it.
That's Brewers third baseman Joey Ortiz. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Let's take a little look at your Price County Senior Dining menu for tomorrow, the 3rd of July. Tomorrow, Swiss steak, along with mashed potatoes, gravy, stewed tomatoes, and upside-down cake. Price County Senior Dining, open tomorrow, the 3rd. They will be closed July 4th, Thursday. Call them at 715-339-2158.
Hey there, it's Big G, and let me tell you about Sunset Lake House in Phillips, Wisconsin. Wednesdays mean fall off the bone barbecued ribs, Thursday chef's choice, and Fridays dive into their fantastic fish fry with 1 to 3 pieces of haddock, deep fried or poor man style. Don't forget about a trip to the salad bar and a delicious potato choice. And for all you trail riders out there, they've got gasoline on site. Fill up your tanks and fill up your bellies. Saturdays prime rib, Sundays flip-flop char-grilled chicken, and the Friday seafood, yellow lake perch, shrimp scallops, they've got it all. Open Wednesday through Friday from 3 to 9, Saturdays noon to 9, and Sundays noon till 7. Sunset Lake House on East Soberg Lake Road, one of my top spots to eat, overlooking Soberg Lake in Phillips, Wisconsin. And don't forget about the highly recommended Big G Creamy Ice Cream-Free Grasshopper for a perfect ending.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We're all about good people with good hearts, delivering great care. It's what we do. It's who we are. And it's everything we believe in. So no matter what life is throwing at you or your community, you can count on Aspirus to be here for you. For good. Look to Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls. Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kiwani.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard. But when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
how's your French going?
You can say,
Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue.
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms likely today. A little breezy with a high of 74 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 58. Tomorrow, sunshine 81 with more rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night, and Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts! J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361, State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Brought to you by OnX Hunt. The rivers are running high. The current is strong. You do not want to be out there in a boat. But you definitely want to be fishing those rivers, and I'll tell you why. But first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
The rivers are running strong, they're running fast, and I would not want to be on any rivers in a boat right now. It's just too dangerous. But the fish are biting really well, and they're very, very tight to the bank. That's why you just don't want to be on the river in a boat. You want to be fishing from shore. There are tons of places that you can fish rivers on the shorelines. And you'll want to be targeting areas where the current's not too strong. These fish right now are moving out of the current, and they're looking for slack water areas that are along the shores. And that's where you'll be spending most of your time, on those spots where the current is slack and those fish have moved up to just basically take a break. Now, if there's a little bit of current, that's good. You can cast your jig upstream and let it just kind of walk itself downstream. When it hits a spot where there's a fish, they'll just smuck it right up off the bottom and you'll feel it. They'll try to move away with it and you'll feel that bite, that tap, tap. In the slack water areas, you'll probably want to use a slip bobber, or you can just use a split shot rig to get that bait down to the bottom, and you want to keep the bait very close to the bottom. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Outdoor News brought to you by J&A Services.
Hey, we're back! Whether you're getting over someone,
I'm gonna need some whiskey glasses,
or getting ready to party,
and there's a cold beer calling my name.
Country makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
got no money in my pockets. I got a hole in my jeans. I had a job and I lost it, but it won't get to me. Cause I'm riding with my baby. It's a brand new day. We're on the wheels of an angel flying away. And the sun. Across her pretty knees, she's stomping out a rhythm and singing to me the sweetest song. The sun is shining, and this road keeps winding through the prettiest country from Georgia to Tennessee. And I got the one.
America as the greatest country in the world by lighting off truckloads of fireworks made in China. Anyway, happy 4th of July.
98Q Country.
Guitar has some brand new strings. Yes, it did. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Cause it's Friday
Justin Moore. That's why we drink. Birthdays to come here, anniversaries. You got one, give us a call, 762-3221. Hey, you can stay up to date with the latest news in the state of Wisconsin. You can subscribe to the Civic Media Digest. It's free, civicmedia.us/email. civicmedia.us/email. You can get top podcast hours of your... Civic Media programming, news, and commentary from Civic Media team, and you can learn what's going on across the entire state of Wisconsin. It's all Wisconsin-based, civicmedia.us/email, and you'll get a nice little weekly, you know, newsletter of just stuff going on. You're busy to try and keep up with it all. I know, it's hard. So nice to have a little email. You can click in there and kind of see some of the top stories around the state of Wisconsin, civicmedia.us/email. Birthdays, anniversaries. Again, if you got one, give us a call quick, 715-762-3221. We will get to our list of celebrants after we get you updated twice an hour on what's going on. ABC, first of all.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden warning the Supreme Court granting broad immunity from prosecution for acts taken while president will make an unchecked Donald Trump more emboldened to do whatever he wants, he says, if he wins the White House again. Donald Trump's lawyer sending a letter to the judge who oversaw his New York porn star hush money trial, asking that his conviction in that trial be tossed because of the Supreme Court's ruling on Monday. Hurricane Beryl, now Category 5 storm in the Caribbean. Reports of widespread destruction on the islands of Grenada and St. Vincent. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Zee looking ahead.
This could be very bad for Jamaica by tomorrow. They'll be on the right side of it likely, and the closer it is, the worse for Jamaica. Some of the latest computer models start turning it further north, and that would make late weekend into early next week a problem for the coast of Texas.
A mass evacuation has been ordered in the city of Khan Yunis, leading many to believe that an Israeli assault on Gaza's second-largest city is imminent. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Many school districts across Wisconsin can expect more money from the state next year. 57% of districts will get increased aid, but 30% will get less. The Milwaukee School District is getting an $81 million cut. It's mostly because of past overpayments while the district failed to properly report financial data to the state. People who buy electric bicycles in Minnesota are getting rebates from the state. Lena Reynolds is with the Environmental Law and Policy Center. She says e-bikes are a good alternative to gas-powered vehicles for short trips around town.
In places that have done e-bike rebate programs like this before, I know Denver, their average participant replaced 22 miles of car trips a week. So that's a lot of gas that they're not burning.
The rebates are meant to make e-bikes more affordable for more people. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Office has announced the cow that escaped its farm and evaded capture earlier this week has been found. The brown, Jersey-like cow reportedly got loose from a farm on State Highway 27 in Cadott by breaking through the fencing. A Sheriff's Office Facebook post said whenever anybody got close to it, the cow would just run away again. The Sheriff's Office later put out a call for support from the community to locate it again and have now announced that the cow has been found. The village of Colfax is looking to raise money to build a new Veterans Memorial Park at Evergreen Cemetery. According to a WQOW report, the village and the American Legion Post 131 are raising the money for the memorial at the entrance of the cemetery together, which will feature 9 flags and benches representing each branch of service. Officials say the community's support has already been great and they're hoping to raise $100,000 for the new memorial to have it built by June 2025. I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers played into extra innings, but still lost to the last place Rockies 8-7 in 10 innings. Milwaukee right-hander Bryce Wilson giving up 5 runs on 7 hits in just 4 innings, with 2 of them out of the park. The mile-high air at Coors Field seemed to favor the home team, manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, you can make the excuse of Coors Field all the time that the ball doesn't do the same thing, and maybe that's the case. I'm not sure, but obviously there's a lot of hard contacts, and we took the lead, and then we gave it back. So Billy's been great for us all year. Many times he's been really, really good. Today wouldn't have been one of his better ones. You know, I still believe in him, and it's a tough environment sometimes, but it's part of Major League Baseball. You got to be able to deal with it.
NBA free agency, the Bucks signing guard DeLon Wright, who's played for 8 different NBA teams, most recently the Washington Wizards and the Miami Heat.
Whatever situation I go to will be good for me. With a full summer, you know, full training camp, I think it'll help me have a better season, a better understanding of what's out of me.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With over 2,000 animals and acres of fun, you'll find a million reasons to smile at Wildwood Wildlife Park.
Did you happen to see the snow leopards?
What? Snow leopards? How cool is that?
Or experience that cool safari tram ride all in one day.
We love coming to the zoo. It's so much fun.
It's a wild world. It's a Wildwood
with giraffes. See if you can make a hyena laugh. Flirt with flamingos, party with parakeets, poker with penguins. What a treat. Laugh out loud cause the lemurs are cute. Libra with the zebra, it's up to you.
It's a Wildwood Wildlife World.
Highway 70, 2 miles west of Minocqua.
Hey, grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Where strangers become friends and good times roll.
All right, birthday anniversary wishes. We want to wish a happy anniversary to Rick and Pat. The Shaneborns are celebrating today. The family wants to wish you a very, very happy birthday. And we have Judy. Judy Grega, G-R-E-G-G-A, who's celebrating a birthday from Mom and Dad. So, Judy, happy birthday to you. Hope you have a terrific day today. And we've got other celebrities who are celebrating today also on this second day of July. We've got Lindsay Lohan, the actress from Georgia Rule, Just My Luck, Herbie, Fully Loaded, 38 today for Lindsay Lohan. Johnny Weir, you'll hear him on the Olympic Winter Olympics, the skater. He's a figure skater commentator. Very good. He's good because he feels the emotion, I think, of people watching. And when someone slips, you're kind of like, ooh, when someone slips on the ice. And then Johnny Weir will kind of go, you know, he'll go, ooh, along with you. He's good. He's 40 today, Johnny Weir. Michelle Branch, the solo artist and former member of the country duo The Wreckers. She's 41 today. Sam Hornish Jr., the 2006 Indy 500 winner. He's 45 today. Don Ellis, Daryl and Don Ellis, one half, the younger of the two, 57 today. Jose Canseco, the ex-baseball player and steroid whistleblower. He wrote a book about it and all that stuff. And he kind of opened the door to the fact that that era of baseball had a lot of people using steroids that at the time were legal. I guess they were masking it. Some of them were, some of them weren't. But the technology was advancing, and they were having problems detecting it. So it was pretty clear that that era of baseball had a lot of people using steroids. The supporters of Jose Canseco and the Mark McGuires of that era say that, hey, pretty much everybody, a lot of people were using it, so they were just the best of those that were using it. So that's kind of the argument for them and why some of those players should be in the Hall of Fame. So Jose Canseco, admitted that he was jacked up on the stuff, but he was a part of the Bash. Was it the Bash Brothers? Is that what they called them? So many nicknames, I forget them all. But he could hit the ball a long ways. But his most famous thing he's known for, though, it's kind of sad of how great a hitter he was, was the fly ball in right field that went off the top of his head and bounced over the fence for a home run. He was backing up to the wall to catch it, reached up, and the ball hit off of his head and went over the fence for a home run. It's tough to live that one down. James McNichol, the TV actor from California Fever and the Fitzpatrick, is Christy McNichol's brother. Christy McNichol, she was fabulous. 63 for James McNichol today. The Hitman, Bret Hart, the retired wrestler, 5-time WWF World Heavyweight Champion, and the 2-time WCW World Heavyweight Champion, 67 for the Hitman, Bret Hart. Jerry Hall, the Texas-born actress and model, has 4 children with her ex, Mick Jagger. Jerry Hall is 68 today. Larry David, the actor, writer, producer, he's responsible for Seinfeld, well, him and the rest of the cast, and did the show Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is, I will never recommend Curb Your Enthusiasm to anyone, but I ended up watching all the seasons, and there were moments that were really good. There were moments that were not good either, but there was some stuff in there. So Larry David, will make him responsible for Seinfeld. He's 77 today. Ron Silver, the New York-born actor, director from Ali, Reversal of Fortune, and many others. The Entity, Blue Steel, TV's The West Wing. Ron Silver, born on this day, 1946, passed in 2009. Polly Holiday, the actress from TV's Alice. She played Flo. Yeah, Flo on the show Alice, and then had her own show. She's 87 today. Still going, 87. Richard Petty, also still going. Who would have thought that Richard Petty and Flo from the TV show Alice would have the same birthday and be the exact same age, born on the same day? The moons must have been lined up right. Richard Petty, one of the great racers of all time, stock car driver, 87 today. Imelda Marcos. When you think of Imelda Marcos, if you remember that era, what do you think of right away? You think of shoes, right? So for some reason, she was famously known for having just thousands and thousands of pairs of shoes. So they call her the Filipino shoe shopper, I guess. That's kind of unfair. And she's now a local politician also. Imelda Marcos is 95. Medgar Evers, M-E-D-G-A-R, Medgar Evers, civil rights activist, was shot to death in front of his Jackson, Mississippi home and became a powerful martyr symbol for the movement. His widow, Merle Evers, went on to become chairwoman of the NAACP. So Medgar, born on this day, 1925, passed in 1963. Pierre Cardin, you know the clothes, right? If you see something that says Pierre Cardin on it, you're like, ooh, fancy, look at you. So fashion designer Pierre Cardin, C-A-R-D-I-N, born on this day, 1922, passed in 2020. And Thurgood Marshall, you know what Thurgood Marshall did? I mean, it's a distinguished name. Many people remember it from the history books, but what did he do? Thurgood Marshall, historic civil rights lawyer. He became the first black Supreme Court justice, and he has been portrayed on stage and in film by James Earl Jones, by Lawrence Fishburne, and by Chadwick Boseman. Just a great name, Thurgood Marshall. Born on this day, 1908, passed back in 1993.
Sweeten it up with Cinnabon Snack Pack Pudding, just $2.99 a case while they last. Embrace timeless treasures and unbeatable deals at Frazier's Mercantile in Catawba, Wisconsin.
Len Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. Ease your mind. With 30-plus years in the gutter game, we've got you covered. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today.
The American cowboy is everything that makes this country great.
There's a freedom to being a cowboy.
Being a cowgirl is not a safe, easy path, but it's one that's very rewarding.
The American cowgirl is dedicated to her livestock. She's dedicated to her country, and she's dedicated to her family.
The American cowboy is honest.
We're the backbone of how this country was founded.
There's a whole lot of legacy that goes along with being a cowboy, and I'm honored to be a part of it.
Boot Barn, keep west.
Look at your cup holder. It's empty, and you're feeling thirsty. Head to a nearby convenience store and fill it with a Pepsi Zero Sugar, Mountain Dew, or Starry. Grab a delicious, refreshing Pepsi for the road.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Holiday Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from June 28th through July 8th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
All right, a couple more birthdays today. We've got Kathy Olofsson, who is celebrating a birthday today from Ray and Renee. Happy birthday to you, Kathy. Another family birthday there was Joshua Petzl. We wished him a happy birthday yesterday. We'll wish him a happy belated again today from Mom and Dad. And happy anniversaries to Don and Becky. The Cardins are celebrating today, and that is from Brindley. So Cardins, happy anniversary. Everybody in for the cake drawing coming up on Friday.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms likely today. A little breezy with a high of 74 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 58. Tomorrow, sunshine 81 with more rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night and Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that round ball revolution that was held this past weekend. down in Phillips, a big 3-on-3. Jeff Hakenin is going to give us a little recap of all the events from that in just a little bit. But we're going to talk about your money first of all. We got Matthew Krieger on with Pioneer Financial Consultants. Matt, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
We got our floaty ducky on again today.
Yeah, it seems like every Tuesday it's raining.
Part of my attire. Yeah, I just walk out and I'm just like, well, a lot of flooding going on. I think I'll just put this on just in case.
Absolutely. It certainly doesn't feel like July this morning.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, let's talk about the folks' money here. What are we going to do for a topic today, Matt?
Yeah, so today, Joel, what I want to talk about was the calendar turning to July, school will be here before we know it, and wanted to talk about how grandparents can help grandchildren with the cost of college.
Okay. All right. We usually don't talk about school this early, but we're talking about helping out the kids' future education, so we'll let it slide.
Right.
We'll let it slide.
Right.
All right.
And some different options that you have, and planning is important, so I figured it'd be a good topic for today with a little bit of time yet.
All right. Let's dig in. Go, Matt.
So as the cost of college education continues to climb, many grandparents are stepping in to help their grandchildren. This trend is expected to accelerate as baby boomers, many of whom went to college, become grandparents and start gifting what's predicted to be trillions of dollars over the next couple of decades. Helping to pay for a grandchild's college education can bring great personal satisfaction and is a smart way for grandparents to pass on wealth without having to pay gift and estate taxes. So what are some ways, of course, to accomplish this goal, to help grandchildren with college costs?
Okay.
So I want to talk about three different ways that you can do that. And the first being outright cash gifts. A common way for grandparents to help grandchildren with college costs is to make a gift or cash of cash or securities, but beware potential gift tax consequences. A gift of more than the annual federal tax exclusion amount, which is $18,000 for individual gifts and $36,000 for gifts made by married couples in 2024, might have a gift tax generation skipping transfer.
Okay.
And that generation skipping transfer is an additional gift tax imposed on gifts made to someone who is more than one generation below you. But there is good news with cash gifts. Starting in 2024, the 2024-25 school year, students will no longer need to report cash gifts on the FAFSA. Which is the federal government's financial aid application.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, because that's something I went through, of course, with my son, and many people have gone through, is that not only do you give this money to your grandchildren or whatever, but then when they go to get financial aid and stuff, that isn't even taken into consideration. So it's a great way to help out your kids, grandkids, right?
Absolutely. And with that new rule for this school year, it helps even a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because previously, cash gifts were considered untaxed income by the FAFSA and assessed at a rate of 50%, which certainly affected financial aid eligibility for students.
Right. Okay.
Then the second option would be to pay tuition directly to the college. Under federal law, tuition payments made directly to a college aren't considered taxable gifts, no matter how large the payment. So grandparents don't have to worry about the $18,000 annual federal gift exclusion, but payments can only be made for tuition. And that's just tuition. Things like housing, food, books, fees, equipment, and other similar expenses don't qualify.
Okay.
Aside from the obvious tax advantage, paying tuition directly to the college ensures that your money will be used for the education purpose you intended, instead of maybe a new vehicle or, you know, right, some of the other things that you do in college.
Right. It's just another option.
Correct.
To just pay it directly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And one thing that people should be aware of is that colleges may reduce a student's institutional financial aid by the amount of the grandparent's payment. So before sending a check, it's certainly important to ask the specific college how that check will affect your grandchild's eligibility for college-based aid. Okay. If your contribution will adversely affect your grandchild's aid package, particularly the scholarship or grant portion, consider, you know, gifting the money to your grandchild after graduation to help him or her pay off student loans.
Right. Okay.
And then the third option is what's called 529 plans. I know we've talked about these in the past, but a 529 plan can be an excellent way for grandparents to contribute to a grandchild's college or graduate school education while simultaneously paring down their own estate. Contributions to a 529 plan grow tax deferred and a withdrawal used for the beneficiary's qualified education expenses are completely tax-free at the federal level and generally speaking at the state level as well. Participation in a 529 plan isn't restricted by income level, and lifetime plan contribution limits are high, typically $350,000 and up.
Okay.
And, you know, there's a rule, Joel, that we talked about semi-recently, I remember, with 529 plans is one of the downsides to a 529 plan is that you have to use it for qualified education expenses. And what if a child doesn't go to college? You are able to transfer a portion of that amount to Roth dollars now. Which is a huge benefit that wasn't always available in the past.
Yeah, and that it seems like every couple of years, what you can use that money for in those 501(c)s expands a little bit too. They're becoming a little more flexible with that, as long as it's education related, obviously, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
And there are two types of 529 plans. The most common is the savings plan, but then there's also a prepaid tuition plan. So let's first talk about the savings plan. And a 529 savings plan is an individual investment account where you direct your contributions to one or more of the plan's investment portfolios. This is very similar to a 401k plan as well. Funds in the account can be used to pay total qualified expenses at any accredited college in the United States or abroad. Funds can also be used to pay K through 12 tuition expenses up to $10,000 per year. By contrast, the less common 529 prepaid tuition plan allows you to purchase college tuition credits at today's prices for use in the future at a limited group of colleges that participate in the plan, which are typically in-state public colleges. And of course, the downside there is if you pick the wrong college in the the prepaid tuition plan.
Yeah.
Grandparents can open a 529 plan and name a grandchild as beneficiary. Now, know that only one person can be listed as an account owner, though, or they can contribute to an already existing 529 plan. Grandparents can contribute a lump sum to a grandchild's 529 plan account, or they can contribute smaller, more regular amounts. Okay. Lastly, grandparents who are considering opening a 529 plan or account for their grandchild should keep a few things in mind. Withdrawals from a 529 account used for a purpose other than college expenses, for example, this may be medical expenses or emergency expenses, face a double whammy. The earnings portion of the withdrawal is subject to a 10% penalty and will be taxed at the grandparent's ordinary income tax rate. Also, funds in a grandparent-owned 529 plan account may still be factored in when determining Medicaid eligibility, unless these funds are specifically exempted by state law. And regarding financial aid, grandparent-owned 529 plans do not need to be listed as an asset on for the student's FAFSA, which is a big key. And starting with the 2024-2025 year, distributions from a grandparent-owned 529 plan no longer need to be reported as untaxed income to the student.
Yeah. Well, in general, the government likes it when people give money to their kids or grandkids for education. They like that. They like it when you do that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And they certainly want to give you some tax benefit for that, no doubt.
Yeah, and what a great gift to, we've mentioned this before, but for a grandparent who's able financially, what a great gift to give to a child is to give them that gift of, you know, maybe a limited financial obligation once they finish school, let them go out and be able to start life, you know, with a clean slate and not that pressure of high student loan payments. It's quite a gift to give to kids, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's really helping that student, that grandchild, as you mentioned, starting out on a clean slate. The less student loans you have, certainly the better. We've all heard some of the stories of people that just are buried in student loan debt throughout the years.
Right. Well, if folks have any questions, Matt, and they want to sit down and maybe, you know, start putting away a little money, or maybe they have some money to put into an account for the kids, they can just give you a call and you can kind of lay out how it works, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You can certainly give us a call at 715-748-3231.
All right. Locations in Phillips, Hawkins, and Medford. And on the web, too, at pioneer-financial.net. And you guys are on Facebook there also, too. So wonderful. Just I can speak from personal experience that it's just a wonderful gift to give to a college kid to kind of relieve a little bit of that financial burden, because that's a big part of college. You hear kids say is, how am I going to pay for this? Or how am I going to pay all this off? So if you're able, it is a wonderful gift to give to kids.
Absolutely.
All right, Matt. Always good to talk to you. Stay dry. We'll talk to you next Tuesday, okay?
Sounds good. And have a happy 4th to everyone and you as well, Joel.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt. Remember, light and throw, okay? Throw. Throw. Quick.
Absolutely.
Quick. All right. Thanks, Matt. Matt Krieger from Pioneer Financial Services joins us each Tuesday morning to talk a little bit about your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451. 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
It's 8:58. As you know, Round Ball Revolution, big 3-on-3 basketball this past weekend in Phillips, and we want to bring Jeff Haken in on to kind of give us a look back at the weekend and how things went. Jeff, good morning to you.
Hey, thanks for having me, Joel. Hey. It was an amazing weekend. We had beautiful weather to start out. Got a little dicey towards the end, a little bit of rain, but nothing that was going to slow anyone down. But we started at 9 a.m. and the kids were ready to go, and there was a great crowd there, and divisions from kindergarten all the way through high school, and the crowd's favorite always is the kindergarten through second graders, which is...
I saw a video you posted on Facebook of a youngster making a shot, and everybody was celebrating. It was just so much fun to watch.
You know, I don't know how many times where a little guy like that gets to have, you know, 40, 50 adults screaming at the top of their lungs cheering for them. And the adrenaline that's flowing through those boys and girls, they do really amazing things. I was able to witness the greatest game I ever seen, Joel.
How's that?
And it was kindergarten through second grade boys, and it was Phillips, the little augers versus the little bucks.
Yeah.
And it was an overtime sudden death thriller. I believe the score was about 8-8 going into overtime, and the kids battled for about 5 minutes in overtime. I bet 10 shots rolled in and out of the rim, and the rim's lowered down to 8 foot. And, you know, a much better chance for all of them. And I think Phillips came out on top. It didn't really matter. Everyone was so drained after it. But the whole crowd was really wild for that one, and that was quite the thriller.
Yes,